Tonight, I have a very special guest that I believe is going to educate every one of you that are out there tonight. You need to hear this education. The award show has ended. Now the class begins on how you can prepare for tomorrow. Tonight's guest is a wonderful man. I've had the privilege of knowing him for maybe 2 years now. And he and I speak occasionally concerning gold and silver, things that I've begun to do. I've been doing it for a while. He is no novice. He has an impeccable a record here. I'm going to just give you a few of his accomplishments and who he is. He is a chemical engineer. That scares me to death already, because that already means he outthinks me. He is a chemical engineer. He has a master's of business administration from the Louisiana State University. That's my school. He's been in top level corporate executive in the Global 50 companies. He's been a top level corporate executive among the Global 50 companies for the last 18 years. He has been an independent business owner since 1994. He has over 30 years of experience in the gold industry, the gold and silver industry, and he is a whopping 74 years young. It is my privilege tonight to welcome to our class Mr. Bob Reed. Welcome, Bob.
Welcome, Brother Vaughn. It is a pleasure being here, and what a message. I love Professor Toto. Man, does he bring the truth to what we're doing in this country, trying to unveil the propaganda and the lies.
Yes.
You know, that just brings us right to the subject that we're going to talk about tonight, gold and silver. You know, I did get that master's in business administrations from LSU way back in 1971, and I was trained real well in the propaganda. Now, what do I mean by that? You know, we have all been propagandized for decades and decades, and we're just now waking up. Thank you, Professor Toto. But how many of us own gold and silver? You know, I was fortunate enough to be blessed by God to make a double six-figure income in a corporate world, but I never got to see my family ever. I was traveling all around the world doing joint ventures, acquisitions with the major corporations of the world, Sony, Matsushita, Toyota, Nissan, Mercedes. But, you know, and I put away that savings like they teach us all the time. I had my IRAs. I had my employee savings.
I lost you, Mr.
Biden. You got me back yet? I don't know what's wrong, Brother Shane. It's ticking along. There we go. Have you got me back?
Are you there, Bob? Yeah,
I'm
there.
There we go. An interruption and connection. But what I was saying, I did all those things they taught us. But you know, how many of us have God's money? Gold and silver, you know.
Say that again. I like that.
How many of us has God's money, gold and silver?
God's,
you know, we're not taught about that. We're not taught a thing about that. Why is that? However, the wealthy have used those secrets for decades and decades and decades to accumulate and amass their wealth. Let me illustrate a few points. We are taught to put away those savings in their employee savings plan, the 401ks, the IRAs. But let me illustrate one simple thing. Milk, I think we'll all agree, is the milk of life. We got to have milk. Every mammal's got to have milk, okay? And do you know, I'll illustrate that because I graduated high school in 1965. So in 1965, that $1 bill right there, or that one.
I tell you what, hold on one second. Rob, Mr. Bob, we can't see you. You're frozen. You've been frozen for a few minutes, and I want them to see your lesson. So let's do this. Oh. I'm going to turn your camera off. Why don't you log right back in? Why don't you go out if you can and come right back in? Because I want them to see your lesson. There we go. Come right back in. Because folks, listen, I love what he said already. God's money. Keep that in your mind. God's money is gold and silver. All right? Let's see. There you go. All right, you're back, Mr.
There
Bob.
There you go.
Okay, pick right back up with that dollar.
Really good. That $1 bill and that 1 ounce silver eagle coin purchased a gallon of milk in 1965. But we're taught to save this stuff. Paper, put it away. CDs, IRAs, annuities, mutual funds, stocks, bonds. That's still paper, okay? And so I did that for decades. And you're supposed to have enough money to retire on. Well, let's just go to 2019 because we've got the statistics on that. That $1 bill would only buy maybe a half a pint of milk if you could find it. But that 1 ounce silver coin right there would buy 5.1 gallons of milk. But this is 2021, Brother Shane. This
Pause.
Is 2021.
Mr. Bob, you're a chemical engineer. You're smarter than me. Tell me one more time what you just said. I want to capture it right here. Tell me what the dollar would buy. Just one more time. Maybe everybody else isn't. They don't need it, but I do.
1965, that dollar bill and that 1 ounce silver eagle coin bought 1 gallon of milk, either one of them. Go to 2019. And that $1 bill in 2019, on average in America, wouldn't even buy half a pint of milk. But yet that same 1 ounce silver coin would buy 5.1 gallons of milk. And we're taught to save this. You know, I went from 65 to 2019 for a reason. I graduated in high school, 1964. Went up to LSU. Got that education like they trained me to do. In fact, I got a chemical engineering degree. And then I went out and built plants and I ran them as a plant manager. And then the last 16 years of my corporate life, I developed markets all around the world for BASF and Ethyl Albemarle Corporation. And you know, I saved a lot because I made a double six-figure income in the early 90s. Well, not many people made that kind of income in the early 90s. I was in the top 1% of the income earners in America. Well, I saved it. But you know what, Brother Shane? I lost it all in the stock market. I mean, I was lucky to have what I had. I mean, that stock market goes up, it goes down. And when a stock goes bankrupt, you know how much you have, or a mutual fund? You got zero. But guess what? God's money never goes bankrupt, Brother Shane.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Never. But here we are, 2019, that bought a half pint. That bought 5.1 gallons. Well, here we are, 2021. Let me just illustrate. When the government prints money up and prints it up like it's going out of style, it dilutes all of our savings, everything we worked hard for, all of our pensions, all of our future retirement checks, future Social Security checks. They're going to be diluted. Not inflation. It's dilution, Brother Shane. They're diluted. Like if you make a good quart of tea, you know, your wife made a good quart of tea, and then you tell her, hey, look, babe, I just got a phone call. We're going to have about 10 guests in about 15 seconds. They're going to be ringing the doorbell. And you tell her, hey, look, she said, I don't have enough time to make any more tea. So say, hey, just pour it in a 5 gallon jug over there, fill it up with water. Now, what it looks like tea, but it tastes like water. Well, that's what they're doing with our money, Brother Shane.
That is powerful. That's powerful. I love you're a lot like Professor Toto. You break it down. I like that. That's good. Take that gallon of, make it look like tea, but it tastes like water. And that's what a dollar bill is. Wow.
And now here we are in 2021 to illustrate how we should be saving this. This is where we should have what we should have. We should have assets. not paper, not man's economy, the kingdom economy.
Woo.
And so we need, in 2021, do you know what this dollar bill will buy you today, Brother Shane?
No,
it won't even buy you a taste of milk anywhere. But that same 1 ounce silver coin, it'll buy you over 7 gallons of milk today. Hey, brother, if that doesn't tell the story, I don't know what does. But see, why aren't your financial professionals telling you this, Brother Shane? Why aren't they telling all of our brothers and sisters that's working hard all their lives? Truth is, they don't want you to know. And I was taught this way back when I got that MBA. I got really good at it, but I found out the truth. Hey, look, Brother Shane, I want to tell you something. And I'm not proud of this, but I want everybody to understand. I lost $560,000 in the stock market overnight and right before the year 2000 when they had the dot-com bust. Everybody look it up. Maybe y'all weren't around then. And I was in the best stocks they were. I was in WorldCom, Enron, everybody maybe hear about that, Global Crossing, you name it, top stocks, because I wanted to be in safe, secure things that I can have a future retirement. Well, brother, I was already into gold and silver, but you know, I changed my whole direction. I don't want paper. I keep enough of it to pay bills and that's it. I converted to assets. Assets. That's how you build up a legacy for your family and your children's children. And you know, we're commanded to do that.
Yeah.
We are supposed to provide a legacy for our children's children. Well, I started accumulating gold and silver a little bit at a time, just like they tell us new stock. Dollar cost. I'd buy so much gold or so much silver every month. I knew every major player in the marketplace, Brother Shane. I mean, I knew Kitco.com. I knew GoldSilver.com. I knew MoneyMetals.com. I knew SD Bullion. I knew JM Bullion. I know AtMax, which was the direct dealer to sell silver. I mean, I had to shop and negotiate and figure out how to get the best price when I wanted it. And I taught a lot of people how to do that for free. And, you know, my friends, my relatives, my people, because I wanted them to know what I was doing. And I would sometimes I'd have to buy 100 ounces of silver to get a pretty good price. Well, you know, Brother Shane, what I've got some good news. Now, the best news is our salvation. There's no better news than life. But, you know, I've got some good financial news for our brothers and sisters. And that's what we talked about almost 2 years ago. You know, I found a company about 5 years ago because I know the co-founders. And, you know, they got the right heart. They got the right mind. They want to help people.
Now, let's pause right there. All these patriots that are watching, they know our story of the Patriots Buying Club. They know how we've been looking for people to connect with Patriot-owned companies that keeps the money in the United States, that their vision at the headquarters is America first, patriotism, the God and country. And I know that you are one of those patriots. So whenever you connected me to a patriot company that will give patriots access to gold and silver with no markup, I was ready to roll.
Brother.
And so I've got you here tonight to put another piece to the Patriots Buying Club. Now we don't just have household products, over 400 of them for you to buy. Now we don't just have food. We're connected with local farmers that can, we're not just, now we're adding gold and silver, and I want you to pick up there and tell them how this company is based in the U.S. and continue on that train of thought.
That's right, brother. And, you know, that's what kind of brought us together, that same philosophy, everything that's there. And that's what this company is all about. They wanted to provide an opportunity for the average person for the first time to learn how to leverage gold and silver to create financial independence and to preserve their wealth and to create more wealth if that's what they were designing. And so they created very much like a Costco, like an Amazon Prime. It's a membership deal. And you become a member and you can go into Costco and buy all their products. You're not a member, you can't go in. Well, you can become a member and you can buy gold and silver bullion for the first time in history at dealer cost. No markup. So you, and this is what I struggled for 30 years negotiating between all the majors to get a good price.
Bob, let's explain real quick to the people the power of no markup. If they wanted to just buy gold and silver right now, they would have to go to a third party and tell them how that works.
Well, they'd have to, they'd really either, if they go down to somewhere local, they're going to a retail environment and there's plenty of markups there. That's the way the market's operated for over 35 years or ever since 1986 when they started making the American Eagle gold and silver eagles and we could buy them and own them again and it wouldn't be taken away from us. And so, yeah, if they did that, they go through what is called the mint. The mint is the only one that can make these.
Okay.
And then they only sell them to 13 authorized dealers in the United States.
Wow.
And they have guaranteed to buy everything the mint makes. And that's why they are called dealers. Now, they sell to brokers, and then the brokers sell to wholesalers. Some of the brokers people are familiar with, like Roslyn Capital, Swiss America, Gold Line, people that we're advertised on TV all the time.
Wow.
Where that's a high price. Yeah, that's too high of a price.
I mean, yeah, because they have to pay for that TV somehow.
They pay millions of dollars of advertisement and very few people. And you got to buy $5,000 worth to get a pretty decent price, but you still don't get a good price. But let me tell you, here's the magic, and it's what caught your attention, Brother Shane. And it caught my attention. It's affordable for the average person. They don't have to buy 100 ounces or 1,000 ounces.
Right. Let's say they wanted to buy from Roslyn Capital tonight. They would be paying for gold and silver, but they would be paying the markup price. If they come into the Patriots Buying Club and connect with us and become a member, they're going to be able to get gold and silver with no markup. I need everybody to hear that today because I was scared of gold and silver because I thought I needed $20,000 or $30,000 to get involved with it. When you came to me, I mean, hey, I love their program they have, which is a coin of the month, where if you don't have a whole bunch of money, you can still get a gold or silver coin every single month right to your house with that coin of the month program. So I was just blown away with this, with what you offered.
And that program is something that most people, they hardly even know about gold and silver bullion. And that's bullion that we can get at cost. The MS-70 coins, which are the coins that we buy that gains value faster than bullion.
Okay.
We call that the $1.2 million mistake. But here's the key, Brother Shane. Not only do we have a product like that where you could, let's say, put it on automatic, just like we were taught many times, many years, to just stick, you know, $100, $300, $400, $500, 10%, whatever, away out of our paycheck. Don't even look at it. That's your retirement. Put in an employee savings plan, IRA, 401k. Well, here, if a person buys one of these at full retail, $105, they bought it since 1986, and then today that collection would be worth somewhere between $1.1 and $1.6 million. Well, they would have only spent a little less than $50,000. There is nothing you could have invested in, any mutual fund, anything, putting it away, that would have given you that kind of return.
Rewind. One more time. Everybody tune in. If, give me that if one more time and go slow.
See, and this is what we call the new ismatic products. These are the collector thing. Typically, it's been for the real wealthy, and they're the ones that really know. It's another, what we call asset diversification. Now, we all talk to diversify in our savings plan, right? Don't have all oil stocks, don't have all paper stocks. You got to be diversified. Well, that's diversified in paper. It's still paper. Well, I would rather be diversified in something that's always going to have value and always going to gain value, no matter what. It's not ever going to go bankrupt. Well, these, they make millions and millions and millions of them every year, but less than 5% ever get graded a perfect MS-70 coin. Well, I know most people won't know what that means, but what it means is 7K teaches you, our company, the new company teaches you, the Patriots company would teach you as a membership, how you can learn about silver and gold, how you can learn about numismatics. So you get information before you have to, make big expenditures or commit big money. So you can buy silver and gold at cost. You can commit to a proven program and put it away, and you'd have that $1.2 million mistake. We call it a $1.2 million mistake. Got a little quick short video that educates people on it. But if you would have bought this at full retail, $105, then and done that since 1986, bought one a month.
Okay.
That collection would be worth somewhere between $1.2 and $1.6 million.
Wow.
Now, you would have only put away less than $50,000. Just calculate it out. $105 times 12 months times the 14 years plus 20, 35 years. And it works out a little less than
$50,000. So just to keep it simple. So for 35 years, had you put away $50,000 basically in these coins, they would be valued at about $1.2 million. That's the gist of it.
That's the minimum. They 1.2 to 1.6. It depends on how fast you want to sell. For example, let me give you this coin right here. This coin... In 1999, the MS-70 Silver Eagle coin, that perfect MS-70, would retail for anywhere up to $129. Coin Shopping Network sold it for $129. You get a special deal through the company we're going to direct you to. You get it for $105. So in 1999, they had bought one every month. That coin would be worth over $26,000 today. You can actually Google it, look it up on the internet, look up MS-70 1 ounce Silver Eagle last price sold for. $26,000 each. Just think if you'd have bought one every month. The ones in 1996, the last price sold was over $13,000. What if you'd had one of those? That's how it accumulates to $1.2 million.
So I've got to bring this together because we're running out of time, and I have tons of questions here, okay? So I have several people. What I'm seeing a lot of questions is, I can go buy bread and milk with dollars, I can't buy it with gold and silver. What is your answer to that?
Well, that's true because you wouldn't want to take this to the store today and buy it with buy your bread and milk. You'd want to convert this into this.
Okay.
Like I can convert this into this, and the company that I've directed you to and a part of the Patriots program, they have the highest buyback So if you want a trusted place that'll buy it back from you, they'll buy it right back from you and give you the highest buyback price.
So let me explain. So let's say you've got a stack of this gold and silver, and you need to go buy a car or whatever. Then you sell your gold and your silver. It's that simple. I mean, just right?
That's simple.
Okay.
That's simple.
All right. So let's keep it real simple for everybody. Let's do something else. Let's say we have patriots watching us right now, and they say, you know what? This sounds great, but I don't even have $1,000 to buy gold or silver with. I would say that was me 2 years ago. When you approached me, I couldn't have bought no gold and silver. But you introduced me to the monthly coin program. And folks, I did it and my wife did it. And we just started in the mail getting this gold and silver every month. And now we have accumulated real money. And we can do the same thing for you. So what I want to do tonight, Bob, before we go, if someone says, I want to get involved, no, this is not certificates. People are asking me, is this the real gold and silver or is it the certificates?
Real gold and silver. That's the only thing I ever deal with. If you're dealing with certificates or paper, that's just paper. You never buy paper in gold and silver. You only buy the real stuff, and you either have it shipped to you, and or you store it in what we call a private vault if you don't want to store it at home. I store a lot of mine in private vault. And so I don't
That's a good idea. So some people are asking, how could we safely store this? Well, you could. There are private vaults in America that will hold your gold and silver. And then there's your banks have safety deposit boxes. Your house has a ground underneath it you can dig holes in. There's a lot of things you can do. This is an interesting subject. Of course, we didn't barely touch the surface tonight, but I believe that the Patriots, everybody look at Mr. Bob. That's a true patriot. That is a God-fearing, American-loving patriot. And he is here tonight to help every one of you venture into the world of gold and silver. So here's what we're going to do. If you would like for Bob to reach out to you personally, him or one of his assistants, to reach out to you and answer your questions, tell you what you need to do to get involved, send me an email right now to brothervaughn@gmail.com. And in the subject line, just put gold, silver, whatever. I'll forward all of that to Bob. Please put your phone number, put not just an email address, give us a phone number so we can text you, call you, whatever. And Bob or one of his folks will get a hold of you. You need to get involved. Why? America's changing. The world is changing. And I promise you, the dollar bill is changing. And it is foolish of you not to prepare for days ahead. But forget that factor. Let's say we go on another 100 years and we never have a problem in this world. Then all you've done is placed your dollars into real money where they can increase in real value. Bob Reed, thank you for being my guest tonight. All the patriots are saying thank you over here. So many people are enjoying this information that you brought to us tonight. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you again for having me on, and God bless each and every one of you. And get information. Information is always free, and we got tons of information to provide you with. Thank you again, Brother Shane. And thank you.
Good night, Mr. Bob. Toto.